Today, we are joined by Tim Snowden, passionate local historian and guide whose footsteps trace the forgotten rail choreography of Sydney's sandstone past. Tim leads immersive tours of the Thornley Zigzag Lane, a hidden engineering marvel carved into the bushland behind Thornley Station. From quarrying rituals to reversing stations, Tim brings to life the labour, ingenuity and ghosted infrastructure that once powered the Great Northern Railway. Let's step into Zigzag's layered terrain. Welcome, Tim.
Hi, Vanessa. Thank you so much for having me on.
It is a pleasure to have you here. What engineering challenge did the Thornley Zigzag solve in accessing the sandstone quarry behind the station?
Well, it's a great question. And for those who don't know exactly where Thornley is, it's just in the northern suburbs of Sydney. So it's a couple of stops down from Hornsby. But back in the 1880s, nothing that's there today really existed in terms of the homes. You just had chicken farms, you had orchards, and that whole part of Sydney was not built up like it is today. So what they had to do was, with everyone getting around with a horse and cart, is build that railway line transporting people from Sydney to Newcastle. And when they got to Thornley, they needed more of this track ballast, which is basically crushed stone. And without getting too technical with your listeners, there might be some railway enthusiasts who are listening, but for everyone else, basically they had to get to a quarry, which was about a 35-metre drop, and the only way you could get there is by using this zigzag technology, so basically going forwards, backwards, forwards, and backwards. So you might have been on that zigzag out in the Blue Mountains, which is kind of the famous tourist attraction. This one in Thornley, you can't get on it anymore. It's now houses. It's all been built over. But it's still, like you say, in your very well put introduction, it's really kind of one of these little mysteries of Sydney that people are still discovering about now, which has really been exciting to see.
That's amazing. So it was really integral to the development of the Thornley area.
Oh, absolutely. It just totally unlocked that whole space. A bit like how people build, we've built the metro recently, the metro railway line, which now means people can catch a train from Cherrybrook or places like that. Back then, this just totally transformed that whole area. And it was pretty cool too, because it went from the station backwards and forwards down to a quarry, which is now a picnic area. And people who live in that area, since I started doing this research with the Hornsby Shire Historical Society, have been finding, they've given me a call and they've actually been finding parts of railway track in their backyard and have never made that connection. And there are thousands of people who go to work every day using Thornley Station and they just didn't know that they had this little bit of very important local history right at their doorstep. So I think that's been one of the exciting things. And like you say, I've published a book about it called Zigzag Away, and also run walking tours. And I've got one coming up in a couple of weeks. And I've just had such fun with people just discovering this history all over again, walking pretty much where the railway line used to run, all the way down to where the quarry was, which is now this picnic area. And, I reckon there's probably people listening right now who just would never have heard of it, but it's one of these amazing stories that we just need to keep telling. Otherwise, it's just going to be forgotten.
What an amazing thing to find in your backyard. Yes. You mentioned that there's also a picnic area and that this sandstone quarry was quite a drop. How were people hauling this sandstone up?
Yeah, so look, it's it basically uses that to overcome the steep geography. It just goes forwards and backwards. So it allows the locomotive with the wagons behind it to basically get to a point where it's safe to travel. And then they would just dump, they had a big down the quarry, they had a crushing machine, and we've got newspaper clips from the time that describe what was happening with the crushing machine. Once there was a derailment and the wagon fell over and the rocks went everywhere, someone forgot to couple them properly, but generally it was about getting those rocks back up to the main line and then dispersing them along so that they could finish the job of building that railway line up to Newcastle. So it was a complex task, but it was really crucial for the time. And now we're sort of trying to piece it together. We actually, when I was doing my history research, I told the government they should do more about this and actually commemorate it in some way. And so what they did was was amazing, actually. They actually listened and put in a whole display at Thornleigh Station where you've got sandstone blocks and plaques. And so people going to Thornleigh Station today can actually stop and read some of the history. Which is really good.
That's amazing and incredible for the technology at the time. So I can imagine your tour covers a lot of these interesting spots. Have you got any lined up in the next coming months so people can learn about this part of Sydney's history?
Yes, I do, Vanessa. I've got one on Sunday the 9th of November, which is from 2 till 4. So Sunday the 9th of November, 2 till 4. It is almost booked out, but certainly for your listeners, I'd be happy to fit them in. You have to go to thornleyzigzag.com.au or you can email me at thornleyzigzag@gmail.com and I'd be happy to fit in any of your listeners if they want to come along. And you've really got to see it for yourself. It's been great talking to you about it today, but I think it's one of those things where you've really got to go and see it. And the whole tour only takes about 90 minutes to 2 hours. Really pleasant. It's a beautiful part of Sydney. And like I said, it's kind of a bit of a secret that we're trying to tell people about just so they can try and understand a little bit more about the city's history and how it came to be.
That is amazing. Thank you so much, Tim, for joining us on 2SER Drive.
That's great to be with you. Thanks so much, Vanessa.
There you have it. Make sure you message or send Tim an email to learn about this fascinating part of Sydney's history. You have to see it to believe it. It is truly incredible. Tours are in very high demand and do sell out, so make sure you check out the website and email Tim. We will put all the links on the 2SER website.